Under President's comments portion of the agenda, I usually refrain from making redundant or unnecessary comments. However, tonight I want to take a moment to address the situation concerning the cheerleading squad at Tremper High School. While there has been ample reporting in the media and often inaccurate reporting, it is important that I take a moment to share facts. First, in March of 2018, parents went to the Tremper High School administration to report their concern over awards given to cheerleaders at annual banquets. These awards were insensitive and completely beyond reproach. Tremper administration recognized the inappropriateness of these awards and immediately went into action. Proper steps were taken to ensure that reparations were made, apologies were given, and appropriate action taken with involved staff. At some point in 2018, the ACLU became involved in the situation and began their own investigation. Fast forward, if you will, to today. A year after the concern was reported and the problem and wrongs were made right, the media has been feverishly reporting about the Tremper High School cheerleading squad, creating a narrative which suggests there is a current situation at Tremper where cheerleaders are being subjected to sexist awards. This simply isn't the case. I won't begin to speculate as to why the ACLU waited until 2019 to go to the media with their findings, almost a year from when this unfortunate incident was dealt with. Only they know the reason for that. While national media has had a field day with this story, I do need to mention that the Kenosha News has been fair. I need to take a second to thank Terry Flores for her level-headedness throughout the past 2 weeks. Thank you, Terry. We live in a time where only the ugliest, meanest, and most sensational stories grab our attention. These are spread like wildfire on social media without a regard for how they affect the lives of those involved. We seem to chomp at the bit to find the worst in people and eagerly wait for careers and lives to be destroyed. But ladies and gentlemen, we are human beings and we are not infallible. We make mistakes. We fumble the ball, but we work daily to make good choices and forgive ourselves and others when we fall short of perfection. This ebb and flow of life is no different in our schools and with our staff. Our staff is comprised of amazing people who have made a selfless choice to work with our community's most precious commodity, our children. I know of no professional in our district would want any of our students to feel ridiculed, and I am confident that each and every member of our school community works hard every day to ensure not only the safety of our students, but that they get the best education possible. What happened at Tremper is truly unfortunate. The children of this district would not have been subject to such vile and insensitive awards. An isolated mistake that all involved deeply regret and have reiterated and were made without ill intent. But we did, we picked ourselves up. We learned our lesson, we moved forward. The administration at Tremper diligently ensured cheerleaders can now be proud to be part of a team that respects its athletes. We see their confidence at games, at competitions. The Tremper cheerleading squad is made up of exceptionally confident students we can all be very proud of in their accomplishments. This can also be said of all cheerleading squads in the district. I am upset to report that not everyone has behaved as graciously. Cheerleaders and their families have been bombarded with emails, phone calls, not only from the media, but from fellow citizens. This is inappropriate. It is truly not who we are as a community. To punish these athletes for something that took place over a year ago is disgraceful and ultimately creates a whole new group of victims. Our students, these students, they deserve a whole lot better. I ask that you stick with me for another moment, if you would, as I would be remiss if I do not stand on my soapbox just a little bit longer and ask each of you for a favor, not those just in the audience, but those at home. I ask that each one of you, when you leave here tonight, go home, head to the KUSD social media page, or with the presentations we had tonight, perfect example. You find hundreds of posts about our students doing amazing things in academics, clubs, sports. Finally, I ask that you share that post and ask others to do the same. Ultimately, I'm asking that you help our community change the narrative and start making our district and students go viral for the great things we do. Thank you for giving me this time to address this issue. I look forward to the future and continued success of KUSD. One more thing, you know, before I move on to the end, there's been a lot of talk about training when things go wrong. You know, I agree this is a viable answer to help prevent future mistakes. Sensitivity training, diversity training, sexual harassment training, bullying training, and most other training of this nature are valuable tools. However, the one training session that needs to be taught is common sense. I have yet to see such a training on any curriculum. I'm sure we could all use a bit of training in that area. Thank you.